Hi, I'm Herschel Sanders, and I'm here on behalf of the Gavely Congregation. This morning we'll be talking about obedience to God as a blessing. In Ephesians 6, verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Paul says that this is right, so it is wrong not to honor your parents. So if it is wrong, it is a sin. It's the righteous thing to do. Not only is it the right thing to do and the true thing to do, it's the righteous thing to do. Paul told the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 20, he said, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." Learning to obey your parents is the first step to learning how to obey God. God made a promise to reward children that obey their parents. It is said in Ephesians 6, verse 2 and 3, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou may live long on the earth. So many times the commandments are viewed in a negative way. The commandments or rules are meant to, they believe that the commandments or rules are meant to take away our fun or to punish us. But God gave us commandments so that he may bless us. God specifically told children that if they would obey and honor their parents, that he would bless them. Children that grow up to honor and obey their mother and father lay a foundation for a happier, more stable, and more successful life than a child that is rude, disrespectful, rebellious, and self-willed. This does not mean that a child that dies young dishonored their parents. The Apostle Paul was stating a principle. When children obey their parents in the Lord, they will escape a good deal of sin and danger and thus avoid that would threaten or shorten their lives. But life isn't measured by how long you've lived. It's measured by the quality of your experiences. God enriches the life of an obedient child, no matter how long he may live on this earth. Sin always robs us. Obedience always enriches us. God's blessings are contingent on the child's obedience to his ways and principles. I have my own little story on this. I think it was in December or something, but I was over at my friend's house, and I found this BB gun, and I pointed his leg playing, but I pulled the trigger. And I didn't know there was a BB in it, so it went through in his leg. But we did get that BB out, but that didn't matter. What mattered was that I disobeyed my parents. And by me disobeying my parents, that could have put a strain on our friendship. Consequences like that happens every day by not obeying and honoring our parents. We could possibly go to prison. We could become drug addicts or alcoholics. And by those actions, we could fall from God. But when we obey our parents, we obey God. But even as adults, we should still obey our parents and honor them. Somebody I know is in a situation right now where if he messes up one more time, he could go to prison for so many years. But if he would have obeyed his parents, that would not have been happening to him. I can look around in this world today and see a lot of situations like these happen every day. You can get on TV and flip the channel to the news, and there'll be some kind of murder or some kind of drug overdose or somebody getting a DUI. It happens every single day. But I know how much it causes disappointment and hurt feelings. Just think about how God feels when we disobey him. But with parents, they will love us and still forgive us. And so does God if we ask of it. That's why we should be very thankful that God came to this God sent his son Jesus to come to this earth to live as a perfect man and then be betrayed and then be beaten and then hung on the cross so that we could be forgiven and have a home in heaven. But if, I don't think if it was for Jesus, we might not ever have a home of heaven in heaven. But if we take the steps to become, Christ, we first must know the Word, and then believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then repent of our past sins, and then confess His name before men, and then be baptized for the remission of our sins. And that is how you become a member of God with Jesus. And that's how you get put into heaven. Thank you.